This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Welcome to the program, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, live on a Tuesday morning. Not just a Tuesday morning, but National Pancake Day.
Woo! Isn't it Tariff Tuesday too?
It's what?
Is it Tariff Tuesday?
Tariff Tuesday.
Is that next week?
Well, I don't know.
I know the tariffs went into effect last night.
I think it's Tariff Tuesday.
Yeah, I think pancakes are bigger news than that.
Well, it's pretty big, yep.
Yeah, I'm just saying, pancakes are big.
They are big.
When you go to IHOP, you get that 3-stack for free today?
Yeah.
Nice.
Man, oh man. Unlimited. Just go get it. Eat, right?
Yep.
All right, we are the BJ and JB Morning Show, live from the KALC studios in Denver, Colorado. Alice 105.9 on the Odyssey app. It's free, so just put it on your phone. Did you get snow last night?
Yeah, it was kind of, well, more wind than snow, I would say.
Yeah.
And ice. Because it poured rain. It absolutely poured rain, and I was like, oh, no. And then it went down to 33 degrees, and I was like, oh no. And then the wind picked up, and then the snow started happening, and then I almost died. It was crazy. And then you couldn't even see the signs because they're covered in snow and ice, and everybody's cars are encased in ice. And I was, oh my God. And then the wind, I was like, oh God. And then I was fine this morning.
It's all melting.
At
9 o'clock, I thought we were going to get like a foot
because
it was just a blizzard out. And then I wake up and concrete's just dry.
Yeah. And it's funny because everybody has the videos of it. Looks like they're in a Star Wars movie, right? It's just a whiteout going at you. It's crazy.
We got nothing.
Really?
Nothing. What? Not even just a little bit of a sprinkle. That was it.
Wow. Not even the wind?
Not one flake.
Really?
And yeah, we got wind. Oh, okay. We got wind. But we never got anything when it came to precip. I mean, absolutely nothing.
Wow, that's
nothing.
Crazy.
Came out this morning, truck is completely dry.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Everything in my neighborhood has this beautiful sheen on it. I mean, because it's just pure ice.
Yeah.
And it's, you're like, oh, that road's bad. That's ice.
Yeah, I don't like the ice.
No, I don't.
I'd much rather have the wind and the snow or whatever, you know,
but
no ice.
I would call it, except for like, as you go a little bit more down south, Colorado Springs and all that monument, I would call it kind of a dirge.
Yeah, I would too. I'd say it turned out to be a dirge overall, for the most part, with what was being predicted or everything, especially with the blizzard out east. I don't know if that ever occurred, if they ever got the blizzard as far as, lasting for any period of time. They might have got a few squalls.
Yeah, I like the squalls.
Might have got a squall or two. Here's what I thought we'd do.
Okay.
When we come back, let's do the weather bug.
Oh, okay, fine.
And let's hit different areas and tell us what you got, because it's so scattered all over the metro that nobody knows. I don't know what Golden got. I have no idea. Broomfield, the list goes on and on. But I have no idea. I know for Littleton, Colorado, where BJ lives, we got nothing.
Nothing, honey.
And I was very disappointed this morning.
Yeah, you wanted a full-blown blizzard.
Did. You did want a blizzard.
What did I text back to you? Bring it, bitches.
Yeah, you said bring it.
That's what I said. Jamie texted me. And she said, hey, Beach, you're in for a biggie. The doozy's on the way.
I got the Weather Channel sent me alert that said BJ Harris's house is under a doozy watch. Yeah.
And nothing. Oh, absolutely. Weird. All right, when we come back, we'll do the weather bug. All right, you got the text NATO? What is it? Burke Simpson text line, 303-222-5423. What did you get? Where are you at? And what did you get? Did you get anything? A lot of people did. Like me.
I would just say I'm ice.
You're ice.
Ice and wind.
Ice and wind. Chanel?
Yeah. Nothing.
Oh,
wow. Nothing.
Yeah, I woke up bone dry. I heard a story about you this morning.
About?
That you had to walk 11 flights of stairs.
Yeah, that was not very fun. Yeah.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, I took a trip on the elevator with about 80 guys, yeah. And we went to about 12 different floors, even though we only have 11.
It smells really neat. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a good day.
That's still a better ride than what you had to do walking those 11 stories.
Yeah.
I came in this morning. When I saw the elevators were working, I was ready to pack it up and go home.
Me too.
I really was. And I called Carson, and I said, Carson, give it a shot. Come down and see if you can get me. If you can't, boom, I'm out of here.
Because you know why? Because it's a snuggle up day.
Yeah.
It is a snuggle up day. You know, there's a little bit of ice and snow and just snuggle, snuggle, snuggle.
Are you insinuating you and I would go to the parking lot and snuggle?
No, I'm saying that I would go snuggle with someone else.
All right, we'll do the weather bug. Where you at? What you get? Nothing. Or maybe you got snow. Who knows? We'll do it next. Hang on.
BJ and Jamie.
Yeah, I think Jamie said it best when it comes to the weather and the forecast. I think it was a dirt.
It was a little bit of a dirge. You know what's funny? And Carson pointed this out. It's so funny because they have their teams on all the news casts. They came in early, right? All their meteorology teams that came in. And like Carson pointed out, they sent them all to the mountains because there's nothing going on down here. So they put them in the beast and the pinpoint whatever. And, you know, all the snow vehicles are all up at the tunnel.
You know, they had it in their head this morning that, damn it, if we have to go to Utah, we're going to find some snow.
Exactly.
We'll find some snow. Yeah. We were right. You know?
I mean, they literally have people at the tunnel like that have icicles on their foreheads just so they can be like, yeah, we're in the middle of it, man.
See, It snowed.
I don't know if anybody in the metro got snow. I have no idea.
Be a weather bug for BJ and Jamie. Tell us what the weather looks like where you are. Be a weather bug.
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 All right, did you get snow? Anybody get snow in the metro? Because we got nothing. Jamie got ice.
I have snow, too, but I got a lot more ice because it's melted and froze.
It's like
snow,
a dusting.
It kind of kicked in last night for about, 5 minutes? And then died?
But I will say you can't see the signs in my town because they're all covered in snow.
Yeah.
Because the winds picked up. They were outrageous.
That was crazy.
All right, where are you at and what happened? What happened? In Littleton, we got nothing.
Lone Tree, we got dusting. CEO of Kroger was fired. That doesn't belong here. East of E-470. Let's see here. No snow. Just went from rain right to... I can't. And high winds. I hate it when it starts scrolling. Yeah. I can't keep up with. I have snow in Castle Rock. Let's see here. Why are some school districts closed? I'll tell you why. Because in the east side, it got hit. And on the south side, it got hit. That's why. Okay. That's what you're reading about.
Yeah, I saw a lot of closures.
Yeah, that's, and I'm like, what that's south and east.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's see here. Blackhawk had 5 inches. Commerce City, we got rain. Rain in Kingsburg last night. Now just wind. Highlands Ranch, rain and no snow. Do you people listen to your own weather? They said what... happening out east and in Lakewood, and we had bunch of rain and wind, no snow.
Now Jamie sent me a National Weather Service.
I did.
The National Weather Service yesterday at about 3 o'clock in the afternoon said Lakewood's gonna get it. You're going to get it. And I'm just south of Lakewood, okay? So I expected it. I braced for it. I got the patio furniture in. I'm ready to go. Nothing.
Oh, my God. Nothing. Speaking of which, my girlfriend lives in Castle Rock, and all her crap flew off of her patio, and her husband's out of town. She's like, I'm not going to get it.
I don't blame her.
It was crazy. I literally, it picked up my dumpster, my little trash can, then I...
keep in the backyard, picked it up and threw it against the fence.
Yeah.
It was so bad.
So, she's like, I see Kyle's grill cover all the way across the field. I'm not going to go get it. Yeah.
Sometimes you can get a good grill cover. Remember, I got one
from
the
store. Yeah, you did, from somebody else.
So that guy came and busted it. My neighbor saw it, and he said, hey, man, I think that's mine. Yeah, maybe it is. I don't know.
Let's see here. I'm driving to Boulder, and it's from DTC. It's bone dry. Brighton, rain and wind. Now dry, Longmont, wind, and rain. It seems like it's all kind of the same thing. I'm trying to find if anybody had anything cool.
Nobody's got snow.
Strasburg said, we got negative snow. I don't even know what that is. Yeah, I don't know. And that's about it.
That's how they calculate in Strasburg.
Yeah, negative.
Yeah, they go negative all the time.
Windsor, just rain. I mean, just wind.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people didn't have anything.
Yeah, Orlando's got 68 degrees right now.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Nice.
Rub it in. My son did the same thing. My son sent me a picture from California of the sunset. It was just so beautiful. And he's like, yeah, everybody's in shorts out here. I'm like, shut up.
By the way, that was a Weatherbug text from Orlando.
I know. That's so funny.
You're listening.
Yeah, Weatherbug report right here from Orlando at 68 degrees.
All right. It's a dirge.
It was a dirge.
It's a dirge. Storm is over. High winds today, though. BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, gearing up for the St. Patrick's Day Parade coming up on Saturday, March 15th.
I know. I don't feel like we've been talking about it enough. Everybody needs to make their signs.
Yes.
Yeah.
BJ and Jamie, bead me. We have beads to give you.
Because we're already at Tuesday, and I don't even feel like we've mentioned it that much. Yeah. You know?
Well, we started yesterday.
Yeah.
We vaguely mentioned it a couple of times. We've got a couple of weeks, but do make your signs if you're going to the St. Patrick's Day Parade. Probably going to have a great day for it, you know, weather-wise. I don't think we'll have a problem.
Well, because I think the next storm is coming in Thursday, Friday, but it clears out Friday day.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, St. Patrick's Day Parade is a week from Saturday. Make your signs. BJ, Jamie, bead me to get your beads. All right, tabloid trash coming up next.
Oh, you guys, I can't even believe this one. This one's nuts. A couple is getting back together. Like, the couple. That's all I'm going to say
about
it.
You think that's true?
Yeah.
I think you're right.
Don't spill any beans yet.
I won't touch it.
Okay, all right.
I'm not going to touch it. Right. We'll talk about it next.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Hold on. I was looking at this. I wanted to find this article that I saw about Caesar's Palace because Alanis Morissette has she's doing a residency at the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace. But I just saw yesterday, and I'm trying to find it, that Caesar's Palace, I guess that they owe, like, I don't know, $12 billion and that they lose $265,000 a day.
No kidding.
They don't own the land that they're built on. And so
how can you sustain that?
I don't know. And they have to pay, I forgot how much it is, millions a year in interest.
I would have thought
loan.
They owned their land,
me
first
too,
of all.
Me too,
because it's Caesar's.
They've been there 800 years.
I would assume it's paid off.
Yeah, right?
I would assume that every gambling dollar they make is profit.
That's what I thought too. But they lose like something like $265,000 every single day. They pay millions in interest, and they owe like $12 billion. I'm not gambling there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it says in 2024, their net loss was $158 million.
Wow. Loss in 1 year.
Jeepers.
$158 million. Just gone. Just lost. Yep.
Yeah, I don't know how you stay in business.
I don't either.
Yeah.
You got to get everybody still gambling, I guess.
They may go the way of Del Taco.
Who knows? But anyway, Alanis Morissette's doing a residency there. That's why I brought it
up. That'll save it.
Yeah, it should do it. That should do
no
it.
No pressure, Atlantis.
Yeah.
Atlantis, no pressure.
Good luck out there. All right, here is the couple that people are saying are getting back together. This is crazy.
Brad Pitt. Brad Pitt.
Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner.
Oh, Ben and Jen.
Yep. Just weeks after his divorce from Jennifer Lopez was finalized in late February, Ben Affleck was seen, and I have the picture to prove it, tenderly embracing his ex-wife and the mother of his three children, Jennifer Garner. This was on Sunday. They are definitely hugging and loving, and I think he honked her.
Yeah.
The pair were paintballing at a paintball park in Castaic near Los Angeles with their children, and then all of a sudden you see a picture, and he's like hugging her. They say that Garner is the love of his life. I do know this. Like, she is, I follow her. I love her. I just love her. She is so down to earth, and you can tell that she's not, I mean, she's absolutely the opposite of Jennifer Lopez, this Jennifer is, because she's no maintenance at all. She doesn't take 20 hours to get ready. She doesn't have a team that gets her ready. She doesn't do all the fake extensions and the, you know, the eyelashes and all the stuff. She's just down to earth. She's just, and funny. I watch her cooking show. Well, mm-hmm. She calls it the pretend cooking show.
Yeah.
And she's really funny.
I think there's something to this rumor. Simply because on Friday, I did see a story of her husband. I don't know what his name is.
It's a boyfriend, I think.
Is it a boyfriend?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. The fiance put his foot down on Friday.
Oh.
There was a story that came out on Friday that he put his foot down and said, whoa, whoa, whoa. You're not
Wait,
a marriage.
Wait, how did he go?
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Ooh, You're three not of them?
Could have been four.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa, whoa.
He put his foot down, and he said that she is no longer a marriage counselor to Ben anymore.
Wow.
To back off. That it's looking really funny to him.
Mm.
Well, not funny, ha-ha. You
yeah,
know what I mean,
funny,
though,
sad.
Right? Funny is
like,
in life.
What?
Hey, what's going on?
Like, whoa, whoa,
so
whoa, whoa, whoa.
For that to come
that
out on
five.
Friday, and him to put his foot down, and then on Sunday, you get this picture? That tells me she's not listening.
Five of us solid.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Well, that was a lot.
Seven. So you think, I think there's something to it.
There's something to it.
I do too.
I mean, you know, you have your three kids together. She's, I like her. I have to tell you. Did I mention I like her?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I like her. She's just funny.
Yeah. And even if you've got kids together, you still, if you're in another relationship, you've got to have boundaries, okay? And they don't appear to have any boundaries.
No.
At all. Mm-hmm. By the way, that boundaries thing I learned in therapy.
Oh, you
nice.
Did?
Yeah.
No, what, so
that
what,
cost
what
me
is
$200
it?
To get that word.
All right, so teach it to me. What does it mean?
Boundaries.
Yeah.
That when you're in a relationship uh-huh. that, you know, you've already, you know, split from the other relationship, there are boundaries that you cannot cross
gotcha.
In order to be respectful to your current relationship.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
$200 that cost me.
Wow. Yeah, but it makes sense. Because I've dated people that have been divorced and they don't know their boundaries.
They don't know their boundaries.
Mm-hmm. No. It's like,
they think,
you don't need to go over and help her fix her leaky pipe, okay?
And if they have kids, it's more likely to cross those boundaries.
Yeah. Without a doubt, yeah.
Yeah, like embracing at a paintball thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll do it.
That's boundary.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, if I'm that boyfriend or fiance or whatever the hell he is, I'm done. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Did I mention I really like Jennifer?
Yeah, you did.
I really like her a lot. Way more than J-Lo.
Yeah, because she's not fake.
Yeah, and she's just
real.
That fake cooking show, I highly recommend it. It's just silly. And her mom is the meanest little bitch on the planet.
Jennifer Garner?
Yeah, her mom is.
Really?
Well, she's snippy. She's just really, Jennifer, I taught you better than that. And Jennifer will look at the camera like,
I kind of like that, the mom, though.
I do, too. It's
I do.
Funny.
It's I
a
think
great
it's
dynamic.
Cool.
It's funny. All right, anyway, Dolly Parton. You probably heard this yesterday. Dolly Parton's husband, Carl Dean, he passed away at the age of 82 after being married to Dolly for 60 years.
Wow.
I always remember what you said about that.
What?
About her being married to this guy.
What did I say?
Carl Dean. That it must be interesting when she's on stage and there's this beautiful woman and then she comes home and she takes it all off.
Can you imagine what Dolly looks like without the makeup? Oh,
and
my
the hair.
God. She's, what, 80 years old? Okay.
She looked great
at
the Dallas Cowboy cheerleader.
Oh, and she looks great now. I just saw a picture of her this morning, obviously, with the story flying around. She looks like she's 50.
I know.
She looks awesome, but you got to figure, underneath all that makeup and everything, woo, lordy.
Mm. I mean, I was shocked how great she looked when she was a Dallas Cowboy cheerleader.
Yeah.
She looked amazing. I was like, wow, you go, girl. You look amazing.
Carl knows the real story, folks. And now he's taking it to his grave.
Oh.
So nobody's ever going to know.
Well, she talked about how they... stayed married. She met him at 18 years old. She talks about how they stayed married for all the 60 years. Here it is, number one.
Last thing I want is a boyfriend. Mm-hmm. I got it, you know, because I'm leaving two boyfriends here. And I kept saying, no, I'm going to Nashville. And the very day I got to Nashville, I met Carl Dean. And 60 years later, I'm still with Carl Dean. You know, he's quiet and I'm loud. We're funny. Mm-hmm. Oh, he's hilarious. And I think one of the things that's made it last so long through the years is we love each other. We respect each other, but we have a lot of fun. We never fought back and forth.
What do you think was the most important but sometimes overlooked aspect of you and Carl's relationship?
Well, he was homebody. Mm-hmm. And that worked well for us. He loved to go places if we were going to drive cross country or go where, if we had planned things. But boy, he never could wait to get home. He doesn't even like to go out to big dinners or anything like that. Mm-hmm. So even on anniversaries and stuff like that, we usually stay home and make something special or go to McDonald's or go somewhere we want to go that's comfortable. Now, we will go to Mexican restaurants. He does. Sit in a booth and do that. He loves that. You know, we'll go sit in a booth like if it's an anniversary or just sometimes on a Saturday, we just go. Aww. We know where to go when before the crowd comes. He doesn't like big crowds. He's just special to me, and I just love him like he is.
And you know what's funny? I remember a couple of times they have like a little camper, and they'll just hook it up and go in the middle of nowhere, and people don't even know it's them, and they'll go to national parks and places and just go camping.
And nobody knows it's them.
And nobody knows it's them.
That's awesome.
Because she's got the makeup off.
Hey!
I'm just saying. She deflates those boobs. She shrinks them down, and you don't know it's Dolly.
Yeah, right?
You think she ever had an affair on him? I do, too.
With Burt Reynolds.
I think she did with Burt Reynolds. I really do. Those two were tight.
Yeah.
Okay? She claims she never did. She says to this day, it never happened.
I think it did.
But I don't know.
Didn't they sing a song together or something? Do a movie together?
Yeah.
They were in a movie together called The Best Little Horror House in Texas.
How do you know that?
It says on Google.
Oh. I thought you were a big Dolly and Burt fan. No.
That's Spadil's couple right there.
Yeah. I didn't know you followed them.
I love Dolly. Yeah, and Burt.
I think Burt's been dead for like 20 years. I don't know. Anyway, yeah, so I do think they have.
I do too. But she says no.
You guys, Carson is on fire today. He's so excited. You have no idea.
He won't stop.
He won't.
Won't stop talking.
I mean, this Meghan Markin. Meghan Markin. You know what? Isn't a Markin that fake hair?
Yeah, I think so.
Markin. Let's call her Meghan Markin. Meghan Markin.
You know, and I think it drops today at 9 o'clock. I think he's leaving early.
Is he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He told me he was going to try to get out of here by 9 o'clock this morning to get home to watch this.
Just binge it all day.
Right? It's her lifestyle new show that's on Netflix, and it's premiering today. Oh, my God.
I can't wait to write down all the recipes and then cook everything later.
The show's been snuck. The critics are saying it's awful.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't heard
of
this.
Oh, you haven't seen this? Yeah. There's an episode or there's a scene in one of the episodes where she's making these goodie bags for a kid's birthday party.
God.
And she puts sunflower seeds in it.
What?
They're like, what mother puts seeds in a gift bag for a birthday party?
I put whoopee cushions in all the gifts.
Okay, well, that makes sense. But not sunflower seeds.
I got in trouble, too. That was kindergarten. I thought it was funny. Mrs. Bovey was not amused.
Yeah.
She was amused, but I guess some of the parents called her and said, really? The room mom just put whoopee cushions in all the gift bags?
Because they were all getting pranked later on.
That's great.
It was funny, right?
It's like, I think it's great.
She's like, I'm not mad. I think it's funny. But we had some parents that disagreed with your call.
You always have those parents.
I know,
those
don't
few
you?
That just cannot have fun.
I swear, that is true.
They take it way too seriously.
It's like when I brought that industrial cotton candy machine in from Arapaho Rents, right? And I mean, it was industrial. And one of the moms told Rob, this guy that was helping me, she's like, you need gloves on. Shut up. It's kindergarten. They're all picking their nose and eating it.
That's the least of their problems.
Right? So, all right, let's go back to Meghan Markle. Here is, let's see here, what's number three?
Three is her talking about how anything that's been damaged can be healed.
Oh, God.
Aww. Yeah.
All right, here it is.
You gave me this idea. I think it's so meaningful. that if you break something that is precious and valuable, it's not broken, but that fracture, and you taught me this, that fracture actually makes it more beautiful. That break makes it more beautiful. And I just think that it felt really symbolic of saying to anyone, if you've been through something, you're not broken. It can be fixed, it can be sealed and healed.
She obviously never saw this story about Humpty Dumpty.
They couldn't put him back together again.
No, all the king's horses, all the king's men.
They tried.
So you're wrong, Megan. And then what's number four?
So she's talking with Mindy Kaling, and Mindy Kaling like calls her Meghan Markle, and she's like, I think it's funny that you're calling me Markle because I'm Sussex now.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
No, she's Markin.
All right, here it is.
I don't think anyone in the world knows that Meghan Markle has eaten Jack in the Box and
so
loves it.
It's so funny, too, that you keep saying Meghan Markle. You know I'm Sussex now. You have kids and you go, no, I share my name with my children.
Yes.
And that feels so, I didn't know how meaningful it would be to me, but it just means so much to go, this is our family name, our little family name.
Well, now I know and I love it.
The only thing I will tell you about the fact that she goes by Sussex, it is kind of a pain when you have a kid that has a different last name than you, like I do.
Yeah,
because he obviously took his dad's last name. You can't really buy any of that initial stuff for like the front door, you know, because to put a W out in the front door, it seems rude to my kid. Yeah. Like, you don't live here.
This is my house.
Yeah, exactly. So you can't buy like monogram towels and stuff. It just seems weird. So I get kind of why she took the Sussex, but she also sounds a little pretentious. I'm Sussex now. I don't talk about that. I go to Taco Bell or whatever. Carl's Jr. Where was
Jack
she?
In the Box.
Jack in the Box. It's so funny that you just said that, and I'm just ignoring it, and I want to talk about how I'm a Sussex.
It sounds like you can't wait to see it there.
Yeah.
Sounds like you're going to rush home, too.
I can't wait. And then finally, what's going on with Chipotle weighing their meat?
I don't know. Listen, I've been to Chipotle. I went like a couple nights ago, and they didn't weigh my meat, so I don't know if this is just like just a one store randomly that got caught doing this or started doing this, but I don't know. It's not all over the place.
It's gone viral. A video posted on X shows a Chipotle employee putting a dish on a scale to determine how much to put in it, weighing their meat.
Literally.
You're the only person in this room that like loves Chipotle.
Oh my gosh. Like, it's my favorite.
He goes all the time. But nobody's weighed your meat?
No, no one's weighed my meat.
All right, it might not be true. There you go. Tablet trash.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.